Well, it's no secret Canada is collapsing under the socialist policies of Justin Trudeau. Everything from housing to healthcare to free speech is in shambles and under attack in Canada. And Trudeau found out how his policies are resonating with average Canadians upon his visit to a steel manufacturing plant where he brought some donuts for the workers. Watch this piece of video as one of the workers lets Trudeau know exactly what his policies have done to his family. This is an unbelievable piece of video. Watch.
We got donuts over here if you want to thank you for your hard work.
I can bring some for my kids.
Okay. The 25% tariffs we just brought in on Chinese steel is going to help you out.
That's going to keep my job, What about the 40% taxes I'm paying and I don't have a doctor?
The $400 million that we invest in your car means you're going to have a job.
I think you're only here for another year. We won't see you around probably another year.
That's what elections are for.
That's right.
And I look forward to everyone exercising the right to vote.
Yep.
The basic choice, we're going to invest in you and your job.
I don't believe you for a second.
Dental care? Do you know anyone who got dental care?
Yeah, I pay for it myself.
Okay.
We're like 3 years behind.
You have a job and coverage?
Yeah, four people
seniors.
In my family.
We've got
every time we go for a dental visit, it's costing me about $50 in my pocket per person.
Okay.
Why? I have a good job. You're not really doing anything for us, Justin.
Well, actually, we just invested so 500,000 people who hadn't been to the dentist got to go to the dentist over the past few
Probably
months.
Probably like my neighbor that doesn't go to work because she's lazy.
She
just
doesn't
go to work. She lives the same
way.
Most
Canadians try to stick up for each other, and that's what we're going to keep doing.
Yeah.
Good luck and take care of your family.
No,
sir.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Have a good day, sir.
All right.
All right. The other guys got the donuts. Excellent.
Well, David Creighton broke this story open wide at the Post Millennial. He wrote all about it, and it went viral internationally after David posted this story. And we wanted to bring David on to talk about not only this worker and what the steel workers were saying to Justin Trudeau, but also his policies at large, because there's been a number of big developments on some new socialist policies that the Trudeau government is rolling out. David, welcome to the show. Great to see you as always.
So nice to be back, Clayton.
So this was an unbelievable piece of video and a remarkable moment. Justin Trudeau there thinking that he's going to win the hearts and minds of these steel workers who are working day and night tirelessly with some donuts, but it didn't go his way. What did you make of this? What did you make of this video when you first saw it?
It's fascinating. I saw this very early Sunday morning on the Labor Day weekend. I believe it was CTV actually. Had put it up and really hadn't been noticed until social media got a hold of it. I think I was one of the first to put it up. And it's astounding because just literally a couple of days before this incident with this steel worker, Algoma Steel in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Trudeau had been bragging to a union audience about how much the workers love him for all of the work he's done and how much they loathe Pierre Poilievre. Because he's an enemy of the workers. It sounded like Joseph Stalin delivering a great speech to the Congress, the Soviet Congress. And of course, he's always got these people in back of him looking very uncomfortable and not really agreeing, but you know they've been forced to be there. And Trudeau was projecting his own fears, of course, in this speech about Poilievre. And he's saying Poilievre is afraid of the union. Poilievre's afraid of the workers. Poilievre is the one who's taking the rights away of workers. And of course, it was Justin Trudeau who took the rights of workers away with the Emergencies Act. He hates truckers. He can't stand blue-collar workers when they disagree with him. So this was a classic moment because, of course, Trudeau is so delusional. I think he actually believes his own propaganda, his own talking points now. So he runs into this steel worker and he's just assuming this guy's going to say, thank you, Justin, for loving the workers so much. Thank you for doing so much. And thank you for putting the tariff on the Chinese EVs. That's going to benefit me personally. Instead, this guy just tears a strip out of him, says, look, I can't even find a doctor. Every time I go to the dentist, I'm paying $50 a person. Your dental care plan doesn't apply to me. And he says, my neighbor doesn't work. And she's got the same standard of living as I do. And I work hard as a steel worker. And that is damn hard work. And so here's Trudeau, of course, who's never really set foot in a steel plant except for a photo op, never really meets blue-collar workers except when he's forced to, and they stand behind him at these public events. He's looking like, something wrong here. This guy isn't supporting me. And he looks deliberately in shock. So just to add insult to injury. Anybody want a donut? It sounds like Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. I mean, it's an obvious reference, but how banal can you get when you start talking about donuts after this?
No, I mean, I've watched this video so many times now, and I encourage you guys to rewind it and watch it, because he's so uncomfortable, and you can see how uncomfortable Trudeau is. He turns around, he's like, oh, good, that guy's got donuts. Like, he's one of the guys that's going to, you know, comply with me. He's got donuts over here. But, yeah, I mean, let's talk about some of the substance, because the doctor thing, you know, he brings up the fact that he's paying out of pocket, right? We're supposed to have this great healthcare system in Canada we hear so much about. I've spoken to individuals who've told me that for emergency, sure, you could go in and if you have got an emergency, you could probably be seen pretty quickly. But if you've got some other surgery that's needed to be done, whatever it is, you're put on a wait list. I have a friend who told me he can't get in until the middle of 2025 in order to get to see a specialist. That's how terrible things are. And he's coming out of pocket for his dental plan. And he talks about his lazy neighbor who doesn't work, who's being rewarded by the Trudeau government for being lazy. And he's like, I'm out here working while my lazy neighbor doesn't do anything and is fully taken care of. And that, I think, speaks to, I mean, that's really the substance of it, right?
Well, that's it. And to get to the healthcare problem in a sec, but really what this illustrates is that the working class has gone conservative, small C conservative and large C conservative. They're not voting for the socialists in lieu of Justin Trudeau. They're not voting for Justin Trudeau. They've decided that it's the Conservative Party that really looks after the working class because they want lower taxes. That's what matters to them because they're making good money. They don't want the welfare state. They want to make money and keep it. And as to the healthcare system in Canada, it's amongst the worst in the world. You try to find a doctor. I'm very fortunate I have a doctor here in Ontario. I know so many people, and not just my age, but elderly people who can't find a doctor and they need one. Yeah, if you lose an arm and go to emergency, you'll probably get looked after. But if you have something minor, you'll be there for maybe 12 hours waiting an emergency. I try to have a hip replacement surgery in Canada. 8 months minimum, longer than that. I said a couple of years ago when I wrote an article for the Daily Caller at the time about Bernie Sanders when he was running for president, for the Democratic nomination for president, I think it was in 2020, he needed an emergency heart operation, and he got that emergency heart operation. It saved his life. He would have been waiting literally weeks to a month for that same operation in Canada, and he probably would have died. That's how bad the healthcare is. Doctors are fleeing Canada in large numbers. That's why it's hard to find a doctor. They're not here. Yeah, it's supposedly a free system, but it's not. Every tax season, Canadians find out how free that system is. Huge part of our provincial taxes, like state taxes in the U.S., those taxes to the province go to healthcare, and it's thousands of dollars. The Fraser Institute has discovered that Canadians, on average, spend more on their so-called free healthcare and taxes than Americans pay on a private healthcare system.
What's amazing about this video, too, with this gentleman is that he's calm, cool, collected, and reserved. And he knows how his family has been affected by Trudeau's policies. He's not shouting. He's not yelling. He's not insulting him. He just says, I don't believe anything you're saying because you've basically lied to us. It's not helping our family. It's hurting our family. And all of these things that you get out on television and talk about are complete lies. And, of course, one of the things recently that Justin Trudeau has been talking about is his housing policy. And this sort of shocked all of us because, you know, hardworking Canadians right now are finding it incredibly difficult to even afford housing. Housing in Canada has absolutely skyrocketed for just trying to find a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. The prices are astronomical. And now he's come up with a new boondoggle. Can you talk about Trudeau's housing plan?
Oh, this is incredible. When I first heard it, I thought, my God, we're going back to feudalism. This is the Middle Ages. Trudeau's brainwave was to lease government property. And there's obviously acres and acres of government property around Canada that's not being used. Large numbers of it for national defense property, for instance. So Trudeau's idea is to lease, long-term lease these properties to developers, to contractors, who can then build apartment complexes, yes, more Soviet-style block housing, or private family dwellings on this property. The problem is you'll never own the property your home or your condo or your apartment is on. You'll never own it because it's owned by the developer. Now, it seems to me this was an economic system that we tried in the Middle Ages during that horrible medieval period when people for the rest of their whole lives worked for a landlord as serfs. It was called feudalism, and that's what Trudeau seems to want to re-engage with here in Canada. It's a whole new kind of feudalism, but it's totally in keeping with the WEF globalist idea of you'll own nothing and be happy. And this obviously is a globalist agenda. We don't want to own property anymore. No, that's just a nuisance to own something. So you'll just have your house. God knows you might not even own your house either. That could be a lease as well. If it's even a house or an apartment, maybe it's just going to be a tent sitting on government property that you can never hope to own. It's a nightmare.
I mean, how is this? I'll just get you out of here on this, David. How is this video, this interaction with this worker? Sometimes these are really galvanizing moments. You know, it could take one of these sort of tipping point moments, right? You remember Joe the plumber? Like, you know, those little moments that are captured on camera that sort of reverberate across a country. How is this playing in Canada? What has been the reaction among average Canadians to this video?
Absolute outrage and laughter at the same time, because this video was initially played by CTV News and it got little airplay until social media latched onto it. Since then, it's been seen in India. Fox News has played this. CNN has played this. It's been shown around the world on social media and on mainstream media outlets. Canadians are saying this guy has dug himself such a big hole. They'll never get out of this. And he seems to be so delusional. He doesn't understand the depth of the anger from working class people that Trudeau still believes he appeals to, even though there's nothing about Trudeau that's appealing to working class Canadians, from his silly colored socks to his obsessions with gender ideology and other issues that really mean nothing to people who have to work hard for a living, to his elitist ideas about COVID mandates and his absolute abhorrence of the truckers who came to Ottawa to protest those mandates, calling them racist and misogynistic. He lives in his own little ivory tower in Ottawa and Montreal. These two cities, he runs back and forth to and from. He has no relevance anymore to working Canadians or to any Canadians outside of that little microcosm that Trudeau calls home.
Well said, well said. Well, fascinating. It's great to see this. I love this video. I love this video so much. David Creighton, great to see you. Great work over at the Post Millennial. Thank you for your continued great work, and we appreciate it as always. Thanks, David.
Thank you so much, Clayton.